More news from the readers next week. And now, back to the news. We have more comfortable ambulances are promised, a new hostel for rough sleepers is a possibility, and the Bishop of Norwich bids farewell. But we begin with news of a campaign to create a memorial for heroes of the last war.
A memorial to remember 97 British soldiers who died in an infamous Second World War massacre could soon become a reality as a campaign is launched for a fitting tribute in Norfolk. More than 300,000 troops were evacuated from Dunkirk in May 1940, marking a cornerstone of the eventual victory of the Second World War. But the evacuation was only made possible by the defence of the Dunkirk perimeter, with one of the battlefields centring on the village of Le Paradis and Le Strem in northern France. It was at Le Paradis where soldiers, most of whom were from the Royal Norfolk Regiment, were ordered to fight to the last bullet and stop the enemy in their tracks. But when their ammunition ran out and they surrendered, instead of being taken in as prisoners of war, they were brutally massacred by the SS in what was later recognised as a war crime. Against the odds, two soldiers, including William O'Callaghan from Dereham, survived and escaped to safety. Now, a campaign has been launched to honour those who died with a memorial in their own county. Rob Edwards, who's running the campaign, said while there are five memorials to the heroes in Le Paradis, in Norfolk there are none. He said, "We need to remind future generations of the price those heroes paid, and it's a stark reminder that we should not take our peace for granted." Already the campaign has garnered support from Norfolk MPs, councillors and high-ranking army personnel, but also from Dennis O'Callaghan, Private O'Callaghan's son, who is also president of the Dereham branch of the Royal British Legion. Mr. O'Callaghan, who's 72, said, "My father came back, but there's no memorial to those who gave their lives in defence of this country. There are many families still in Norfolk whose relatives were there." Although wounded, Private O'Callaghan bravely carried his injured comrade Bert Pooley to safety during the massacre, and both later gave evidence at the War Crimes Court in Hamburg. Mr. O'Callaghan said, "I think my father would welcome that the people who actively gave their lives are being remembered."
Poringland's dishevelled village hall could soon be replaced by a new £1.7 million community facility. The corrugated iron building has served as everything from a men's club to a doctor's surgery over the past 99 years. But almost a century of constant use has left the structure, located on the street, looking worse for wear. Now, the All Saints Church, which owns the land, is hoping to raise £1.7 million to rebuild the hall and bring it into the 21st century. Parish rector, the Reverend Robert Parsonage, said, "We have ongoing problems with leakages, and over the winter, earlier this year, we had a pipe burst in the kitchen. It is a much-needed facility and the existing building is in use every day." The church has already received planning permission for the new All Saints Centre, which will include a cafe, a community kitchen and main hall. The fundraising campaign was launched last autumn and the church is hoping for building work to begin within the next 2 years.
An emotional goodbye was said to the Bishop of Norwich as the small parishes of Norfolk were recognised for their part in the county's Christian community. The Right Reverend Graham James, Lord Bishop of Norwich, will soon retire after nearly two decades serving the Diocese of Norwich. A Norwich cathedral was packed with well-wishers for a service of thanksgiving in his honour. Delivering his final sermon, which brought laughter to the many gathered to give thanks, Bishop Graham paid tribute to the small parishes of Norfolk, which he said, when combined, had more people than the city of Norwich. He said, "In this diocese, remember we have over 300,000 people living in parishes, with a population of less than 1,000. And he said they had been as important to him as those in the city. He went on, "I thank God for all who have invited me to work with them these past years in this diocese. Together we have sought to bring a richness of life to those whose lives were poor in health or education, and to those with few financial resources." As well as hymns, prayers and readings, a special Cornish prayer was composed by Ashley Grote for the occasion. Bishop Graham and his wife Julie will move back to his native Cornwall on his retirement. Bishop Graham said while he ran the risk of bidding a regretful goodbye to Norfolk, he would instead rejoice at his time in the county. Thanking Bishop Graham, the Very Reverend Jane Hedges, Dean of Norwich, said, "We give thanks for the faithfulness of God's calling of him, and for all that Graham and Julie have brought to this diocese and to each one of us. As we express our gratitude for a long and distinguished ministry, we also come to bid Bishop Graham and Julie Godspeed as their time here comes to a close, and they look to what God is calling them to next."
A new 20-bed centre for rough sleepers could be created in Norwich, a charity chief has said. Jan Sheldon, chief executive of St Martin's Housing Trust, a homelessness cause, said at the meeting that its trustees had committed to developing a new 20-bed accommodation project for those in need, but that more details would be released in the new year. She spoke about a tale of two cities, with the team behind a new pathway scheme. There will be a joint initiative between seven bodies aiming to reduce homelessness, as there has been rising numbers of rough sleepers in Norwich. In July, the team counted 19 rough sleepers, rising to 42 in October. This increase she put down to various factors, including rising rents, flatline wages and benefit reforms, as well as individual circumstances. She warned that the average life expectancy for a man living on the streets was 47 and 43 for a woman. A video by the charity told the tale of Kevin, who hid the fact that he was homeless, shaving and showering in public centres, and spent 4 months living by Debenhams until he was introduced to St Martin's.
Specially designed ambulances giving patients a smoother journey while improving the working environment for crews are to be rolled out across the region. Now we have the internal combustion engine, it's to be hoped that some of them will be fitted with engines so that there's no need to roll them out and they can just start them with the ignition. Anyway, the article goes on that the East of England Ambulance Service is investing nearly £6 million in 55 bespoke vehicles which will be phased in from the spring. It has benchmarked the new design against the latest principles for safety, ergonomics and clinical practice, after reviewing best practice from other services internationally. The new vehicles could save the East of England Ambulance Service around £3.3 million a year when all existing ambulances have been replaced. Developed over the past 18 months following extensive consultation with staff, trade unions, patients and carer groups, the ambulances have been designed to make transfers smoother and more comfortable. The final design for the ambulance was chosen after the ambulance service developed four prototype vehicles and gave staff the chance to test them in a real working environment before feeding back their views.